And now it's time for the occasional series we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask our guests what they're listening to these days. Today we hear from Rosie Castro. During the 1970s, she earned a name for herself as a civil rights activist working with and for other Mexican Americans. She passed down her passion for service to her twin sons, Texas State Representative Joaquin Castro, who's heading to Congress this winter, and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, who made a splash as the keynote at this year's Democratic National Convention. Now, Rosie Castro talked with us during Hispanic Heritage Month about her life and her activism, but she also shared some of the songs that inspired her then and do now.
My name is Rosie Castro. I'm a great fan of Joan Baez, and one of the particular songs that I like, her rendition of it, because it is a Mercedes Sosa song, she's a Latin American singer, is Gracias a la Vida.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro.
Basically, that song is thanking life for all the wonderful things, the air, the sunshine, the mountains, the rivers, and everything that life has brought, both sorrows and joy.
She just can't be changed.
I'm also a big Rolling Stones fan, and I have loved them since the late 60s when they came to San Antonio and I was a teenager. One of the songs that I like in particular is Ruby Tuesday. And I like that song because there's a lyric that says that you need to make sure that you don't let your dreams die.
Catch your dreams before they slip away.
I always think about how you need to have a dream, you need to have a goal to strive to for always.
Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Finally, there's a movement song, a Spanish song called De Colores.
De colores, de colores se visten los campos en la primavera.
That song we sang a lot during the movement, and so there's various artists that have sung that song. It's also sometimes sung in church, in the Catholic Church. And the reason for that is De Colores, the translation is of colors, and it speaks about all the multitude of colors in the world, the beauty of a rainbow, the beauty of animals that have different colors, of flowers. And what it was saying to us is that the life that we live is beautiful when all the different colors and people of the world are considered for who they are.
That's civil rights activist Rosie Castro. To listen to our previous conversation, just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Programs tab and hit Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.